Chapter 16, Think Big. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. Bill Gates. Why would I start a chapter on thinking big with a quote which seemingly has nothing to do with thinking big? Well, it's because big ideas take time, and the reason most people's big ideas fail is that they don't have the perseverance to see them through. Let's look at two of the most profitable companies on the planet, Starbucks and Apple. Do you know that both of these companies had a huge vision for the future, but it took them 25 years to scale to what would be classed as a monster company? Apple started in 1976, and by 2001 it only had 9,600 employees. This is when they released the iPod. Everything prior to this could be considered as them figuring out the bigger picture, because almost everything they have done since has been a global success. It took Apple 25 years, from 1976 to 2001, to employ 9,600 people, but in the following 20 years, from 2001 to 2021, they employed 154,000 people. What I'm saying is think big, but also think long term, because there really is no such thing as an overnight success. Starbucks is a completely different animal from Apple. However, it still has a think big attitude, opening as many stores as it possibly could between its launch in 1971 and its 25-year anniversary. After 20 years in business, Starbucks had just 100 locations, but after 25 years in business it had 1,000 locations, meaning it grew 10 times its size in those 5 years. In the past 25 years, Starbucks has grown to over 32,000 locations worldwide, employing 350,000 employees, meaning it increased in size by 32 times in its second 25 years in business. Before considering having a think big attitude in business, it is important to understand nothing happens overnight. That's why people chasing a quick buck now will still be doing the same thing in 25 years. However, those who think big and long term can build an empire in time. It just takes focus, determination, and a willingness to commit yourself long term to your vision. Thinking bigger than everyone else. Do you remember VHS tapes? Do you remember DVDs? Do you remember Blu-ray? Do you remember Blockbuster Video? If you're nodding your head, you know they are now becoming part of history because a company called Netflix dared to think bigger. In the late 1990s, Blockbuster Video made over $3 billion, with over $800 million coming from late fees alone. Today, I believe there is only one Blockbuster store left open. Netflix started as a mail-order video on-demand service that quickly converted to an online streaming service when the market demanded it. It wasn't Netflix that killed Blockbuster Video, it was poor forward thinking and the unwillingness to make the necessary changes when the world moved forward. It's important to understand that even the biggest companies can be taken down relatively easily if they have a rigid structure that prevents them from changing in this fast-paced world. So how do we think bigger than everybody else? It's not solely about thinking bigger, it's about analyzing the business opportunity you have in front of you and asking the right questions. A few years back, I was watching a show called Dragon's Den where entrepreneurs can pitch their ideas to a panel of very successful people. An entrepreneur presented a business idea that I thought was amazing. It involved him working hard every single day to achieve success, but the money it could make was ridiculous. At the time, I hadn't achieved success in anything, I was still running around trying to build a business that could enable me to live a comfortable life. As the man spoke to the dragons, I remember thinking he had an amazing idea and would become a very wealthy man. I was therefore shocked when the dragons quickly dropped out without giving much of an explanation as to why. I thought, wow, these guys are idiots, but I was the idiot. Peter Jones, an amazing entrepreneur from the UK, was one of the last to drop out, and his words went something along these lines. I haven't been able to find the episode, so the words are not exact. He informed the man he had a great business idea and that he should focus on it because he would make a very good living from it, but Peter Jones wasn't going to invest because it was a lifestyle business. The second I heard these words, it was like a hammer had hit me on the head and the whole world of business opened up to me. I could suddenly see everything more clearly. Let's just think about this. Peter Jones dropped out because the man had a rock-solid business plan that would 99% work if the guy never died or got terminally ill, but unfortunately, it was a lifestyle business, and therefore, he was out. This means the man was the business and its growth relied on him being employed and working hard for his entire life. There are many lifestyle businesses, and building one, as we discussed in an earlier chapter with the electricians, will take up all of your time and result in you being so busy you can't progress your business. When thinking big, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, am I building a lifestyle business? Does this business rely on my particular skill or talent to grow, or can others do what it is I do just as well so everything can be outsourced? If no one else can replace you and do what it is you're doing for the business, unfortunately, you need to rethink your business or find a way to clone you and what it is you do. A lifestyle business is great if you want to build a small business and work every day until retirement. But why would you take on all the stress and pressures of running a business if all you're getting is a wage and to make a living? You may as well join the sheep and go get yourself a normal job that pays you every month and doesn't involve the stress of having your own business. So, we have established you don't have a lifestyle business, therefore the business can grow without you once you are ready to scale. What comes next? Well, in my opinion, the next thing to look at is the opportunity you're going into. I was listening to a podcast from an entrepreneur called Russell Brunson recently. He mentioned something he refers to as an A-level opportunity, and what he meant by this is, does the industry you're going into have enough potential to make you mega rich? Let's say you want to sell indestructible sunglasses in a market where 99% of sunglasses are brittle and break easily. You look at how many people own sunglasses and then work out how many people damage their sunglasses by dropping them or because they simply fall off their heads. I would imagine the answer to this is that almost everyone owns a pair of sunglasses and almost everyone has damaged a pair of sunglasses in their lifetime. In my opinion, this is a huge market and an A-level opportunity for anyone who wants to grow to an unlimited size. Now let's use the sunglasses example again, but instead, let's say you want to sell night vision sunglasses in a market where 99% of people only wear their sunglasses during the day when the sun is out. Do you think there is a big market there? The answer is no, but that also doesn't mean there isn't a market for your night vision sunglasses. You just need to rebrand them as night vision glasses and sell them to people who venture out more at night. For example, you could target people who walk their dogs at night and don't want to carry a torch, so you sell them the dog walker's night vision glasses, or you could target runners who only get time to run late at night. I haven't researched these markets, or even checked if they exist. I'm just trying to show that even though night vision sunglasses probably don't have an A-level market to go after, there's still maybe one I haven't thought about. Second, you should ask yourself, am I going after an A-level opportunity? Does the way I'm selling my product or service give me the most potential for huge success, or should I consider selling it a different way? So, you're not building a lifestyle business and you are going after an A-level opportunity, which means you're on the right path. Then comes the big question and the one that's hardest to answer. This is where you figure out your sales angle, the one that's going to appeal to your mass market and the one that is going to make customers want to buy what you have to sell or move to you from their current provider. Why should anybody care about what I have to offer? The key to selling anything is first figuring out what's in it for them, because honestly, nobody gives a shit about you. You always need to sell to their problems, and if they don't know they have a problem, then you need to show them they do before revealing the solution you have for them. A great method for this is PAS. P, show them they have a problem and you understand it, or show them you understand a problem they already know they have. A, agitate the problem, then agitate it some more and make it hurt. S, then reveal the solution you have that they need. It really is a very simple model and very, very powerful when used correctly. The only thing I think is missing for a cold audience that doesn't know you or your brand is R, which stands for rapport. If a customer has never heard of you before and doesn't know of you or your company, you will likely need to build rapport with that individual to gain their trust. You can do this during the problem stage when you are revealing how you understand their problem because you have faced the exact same problem. So confirm you're not building a lifestyle business first, then make sure you are in an A-level opportunity even though you're going to niche down. Make sure the opportunity has room or can handle a giant company, then figure out why anyone should give a shit about what you have for them. Once you understand these three things, you are then ready to start planning your world domination. For this, you need a vision and a realistic structure for that vision. Remember, nothing happens fast in the world of giants, but nothing happens at all without proper planning and execution, so you need to set out a step-by-step plan of how you intend to get where you want to go and give yourself and your team targets. Make these targets small and measurable with rewards and celebrations for achieving each step in your plan. This will ensure the staff, and not just you, remain motivated and committed to your long-term vision for the company. And finally, you need to be patient. Remember what Bill Gates said. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. You have a vision for a business that is in an A-level opportunity and can scale with or without you. Your business solves a defined problem for your initial customer base and long-term target market. You have a planned-out strategy for the business to grow, and you understand you need to take one step at a time and be patient. What else do you need to know? There is nothing. Go do it.